Thank you. I'm wearing my, hey, I'm getting fat clothes. Start untucking. I don't know what to eat. My doctor told me to read food labels, you know. And so I was in a store the other day. I was reading the Fig Newtons label. I've always liked them. And I was trying to see if it was okay to eat them. You know, everything looked pretty good, the fat content and everything. So I'm thinking, I could eat these. I looked at the serving size, 2 cookies. Who the hell eats 2 cookies? I eat Fig Newtons by the sleeve. 2 sleeves is a serving size. I open them both and eat them like a tree chipper. Fig Newton shavings coming off the side. Then I put a Newton catcher and I empty that bag out as a snack. What the hell are they talking about, 2 Fig Newtons? They're the size of a postage stamp. You want another one? Oh, I don't know. I've already had 2 whole entire Fig Newtons. Maybe I could try to muscle one more now, but I am stuck to the rafters. They're nuts. We got an ER here. We got a 3 Fig Newton eater. How many did he have? What is he, nut? Doesn't he read? Who's coming up with the serving sizes? A serving size of ice cream is 1/2 cup. What is that? Is that like a joke some guy put on there? Hey, come here. Look what I put for the serving size. Did Charlie see it? Charlie, come here. Look what I put for the serving size. I just did it as a joke, but it's going out like that. I don't know what I should do. It's on all the trucks. Just let it go, I guess. I think a serving size of ice cream is when you hear the spoon hit the bottom of the container. You know? When you can't do this no more. I even ripped the side. What they're talking about, 1/2 cup of ice cream. I got to lay off the dairy, though. That's what my doctor threw in as I was leaving his office. Oh, and lay off dairy. I'm like, what the hell? kind of blanket sweep is that? Lay off dairy. He should have just said, and no more happiness. I'm trying to lay off dairy. I'm in the supermarket with my little cart, and I'm trying to avoid the dairy aisle. I can see they all have party hats on over there. I'm over in the juice aisle. I learned something in the juice aisle, though, and that is, I don't know what in the hell's going on with cranberries, but they're getting in all the other juices. Whoever the salesman is for cranberries is doing a great job. He's showing up everywhere. Hey, what do you got? Some apples? Put some cranberries in it. We'll call it a cran apple. Go 50-50. What do you got? Grapes? How about cran grape? What do you got? Mangoes? Cran mango. What do you got? Pork chops? Cran chops. Why don't you back off, cranberry man? Why don't you take your sales trophy and have a vacation? I had some Pop-Tarts this morning. Yeah. Well, my doctor told me to eat more fruit, so... What better source than a thin layer in a strawberry frosted Pop-Tart? Melted butter on the top. I'm looking at the Pop-Tarts box and I notice they have directions on there. You know, I give up on this species. Like if the directions weren't on the box, would somebody, what the? How do I get that goodness in me? I don't gotta worry, man. I got directions. They have 2 full sets of directions. They have toaster directions, which I'm not making this up. The toaster directions are longer than 1 step. I don't know how it's possible that the directions are longer than 1. You think it would be step 1, toast the Pop-Tarts. Go ahead, toast them. It's okay. Hey, are you still reading this? But they've managed to break it up into smaller increments. These are the actual toaster steps. I want to be in the room watching somebody who has to consult these steps. Okay, number 1. Remove pastry from pouch. Okay. Yeah. I see where they're going with this. We are banging on all cylinders now. Okay, number two, insert pastry. Oh, okay. Vertically. Into toaster. I gotta get a toaster. It's like two of like 17 toaster steps. And then they have microwave directions. You can microwave a Pop-Tart. That just blew me away that you could do that. How long does it take to toast a Pop-Tart? A minute and a half if you want it dark? People don't have that kind of time? Listen, if you need to zap fry your Pop-Tarts before you head out the door, you might want to loosen up your schedule. And I swear it says microwave on high for 3 seconds. That's all. I don't think I want to wake up and be eaten in 3 seconds. You know, the alarm goes up. Ah, dang it! It's late, I gotta get out of here! If you're waking, eating, and hauling in 3 seconds, it's time for a change of lifestyle. So I'm trying to work out. I don't know what to do. I want to do something easy. There's no such thing, you know? I thought yoga was easy. I went out and I bought a yoga videotape. I bought the beginner's yoga tape. I couldn't do anything on a whole hour. Nothing. Just fast forwarding. Up. Oh, can't do that. Can't do that. Can't do that. I know I can't do that. This woman, like in a soothing voice, simply take the bottom of your right foot and place it on the small of your back. Now take your left leg, throw it over the back of your neck like a scarf, and breathe. I can't breathe. They had a thing called the relaxation pose, which I couldn't even do. What kind of shape am I in? I can't relax. I couldn't do it. It's time for the relaxation pose. Kneel down on the floor with your toes pointed back behind you. Sit down on your heels and relax. I can hear my feet bones cracking. Relax. If she really wanted me to relax, she should say, go get your favorite pillow. Curl up on the couch. Throw this tape away. What do? You know, I joined a health club, and that's intimidating. They always have some big giant guy showing you around. Hey, they're gonna join in here. Follow him. I felt like a little monkey. Where are we going, Thunder? They gave me a clipboard for my first day. Can you feel like more of a loser with a clipboard? I'm new. I'm supposed to check things as I see them. And I think the guy was making up muscle names just to play games with me, you know. This machine right here, it's for your flactoid. That's the toid I'm working on. And then he leaves. I don't remember anything he said. All I know is I don't think I ever felt so alone in my life. I'm in a health club with a clipboard. Nobody's talking to me. You know? I had black socks on. All I knew is I didn't want to follow these big guys that are able to move the entire rack of plates, you know. I don't want to go next and be moving only two plates. Clank! 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 I'm the two-plate guy. Clank! Who wants to spot me? Clank! Thanks. So I get away from these guys, and I go over to this other area where there's nobody around, and I got into this one thing, but I got into it wrong, apparently. I don't know where your arms and legs are supposed to go, so I just get in there and I just start moving stuff. The This guy comes up, hey, buddy, would you mind getting out of the painter scaffolding? Checking the exits. I've been watching these strongman shows. Have you seen these things? These get these like these big Nordic looking guys, or their neck starts like at the top of their ears. There's no vowels in their name. Their name is like Kirkus Vodkagagar. How do you call him for dinner? Kirkus Vodkagagar! Get your brother, Gutes Vodkagagar! Gutes Vodkagagar! We're having goulash! I'm not making fun of them, you know. In case one of them's here. You know, it's a competition that I think is weird, you know. They're not lifting weights. It's like, all right, Kalkrovic, we filled these grand pianos with molten lead. See how many can hurl in that third-story window in 30 seconds. At home, put it down. They don't need to be up there. I'm sure of it. Your back's gonna snap like a twig. You think one of them would say, why don't we rig up a pulley system? How do you get healthy, you know? I have no idea what to eat, and I have a friend who swears by food combinations. You heard of this nonsense? She's nuts. She's like, you know what? You should eat food combinations, and that way you can eat whatever you want. It's just the combinations of how you put the food together. You can eat whatever you want. And then her examples are like you wouldn't want to eat like steak and potatoes together. But you could have like a lemon rind and raisin skins. Not the whole raisin. Take the skins and steam them. You can eat whatever you want. You can eat whatever you want. I was in a store. I saw that peanut butter and jelly in the same jar stuff. What in the hell is that? Is there a point to that? I mean, I'm lazy, but you know, I want to meet the guy that needs that, you know? Some guy going, you know, I could go for a sandwich, but I'm not going to open two jars. I can't be opening and closing all kinds of jars. Cleaning. Who knows how many knives? If you're that lazy, why not put croutons in there? Get the whole sandwich on one spoon. I will have a second. Delectable, as was the first. If you don't want to clean a spoon, you put it on a squeeze bottle. Lunch and no cleanup. Can life get better? I submit that it cannot. I eat like a kid. I like Chef Boyardee. They're ravioli, and you know. But they have some stuff I've never seen in the real Italian food world, you know. You ever been in a nice Italian restaurant? Hi, how are you? Like to start with a nice bottle of Chianti and a couple of Caesar salads to get started. And I'm going to have the beefaroni. Some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for the lady. People refer to food differently in different parts of the country, I've come to find out. I grew up in Miami, Florida, went to a small college in Ohio. My roommate, my freshman year, was from New Jersey. Our first night in the dorm, I had never met this guy. He goes, hey, you want to go halves on a pie? I was like... I found out later he meant pizza. I had never heard that put like that in my whole life. I thought he wanted to get a pie. You know, I was like... You want to get a pie? He's all excited. Yeah, you know, I figure we go halves on a pie, you know? Celebrate, split a pie. Well, I hadn't really thought about that. What are you, little Jack Horner? This guy wanted a pie. So I wanted to be open-minded. It's my first day in college. I'm like, yeah, okay, let's get a pie. You seem to like pies. So we got half pepperoni and half pumpkin. I like the International House of Pancakes, you know? I've always liked their pancakes. They're good. I just don't know who designed the roof to that place. It's a bit much, isn't it? You know, it's like a cathedral. They're just pancakes. You don't have to worship them. Pancakes. 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 I'm wearing new contact lenses. I just had my prescription changed after 6 years. You ever wait that long? And then you're like, man, I can see. How can instantly improved vision not be at the top of your to-do list? I'll see tomorrow. I got a sock drawer I got to sort out. So I go in for the eye test, and I don't know about you, but I concentrate like crazy during the eye exam, you know? You don't want to get no D on that thing. End up with these big, thick Coke bottle glasses. I didn't take it serious. Are you still in here? So I go in for the big eye exam, and I don't know about you, but I'm sitting in that chair, and they slide that big giant thing on my face. Are these my glasses? See a hell of a pair of glasses. Do I like it better like this or like this? I like this one or this one? I like this one, but I have to see this one again. Wait a second, this one. Hey, what do you think about it? This one. What's going on with that test? I drive my eye doctor nuts with it, because I can't commit. I can feel him losing his patience. He's like, do you like number one or number two? Oh, I don't know. He's like, all right, let's see. We got number one and number two. I think we're going to be here a while. I'm surprised he doesn't cover one with black tape. Is the other one clear now? Get out of here. Too much pressure in the eye test. They do one test all the time. I don't know what they're looking for. All I know is I get an anxiety attack in the middle of the damn thing. Tell me the exact moment point A is directly over point B. I'm like, oh. Now! No, now! Now! Then! I don't know. I don't know when that happens. I'm worried if I'm off by an eighth of a second, I'll get like these big giant Hubble coming attraction glasses. Boy, you must have messed up that A-B test. Did I ever? Hence the corrective spectacles. What are they improving? My ability to watch cars pass on the highway? They pass now! And they pass now! Man, you're nailing it on the noggin. It's weird in the eye exam room, you know? It's just him and me. It's dark in there. The door's closed. I feel weird when he slides his chair up uncomfortably close to you. He's like this far from my face. And he shines like this goofy light into my eyes for about 5 minutes. How you doing there? I'm a little uncomfortable. Can you back up a tad? You want a piece of gum?
He asked if I wanted trifocals.
I've been away from the eye doctor too long. I don't know what he was talking about. Trifocals? He goes, yeah, you can see three different distances depending on where you look through the lens. You can see close, medium, or far away. And I was like, I can't even imagine getting used to that, all right? There's a book, there's a plane, there's Alpha Centauri! Anybody have a need for that, you know? Is that a fly on my nose? Is that a comet? So my doctor told me this. I'm not making this up. He goes, you know you have one eye set a little bit higher than your other eye? No, I didn't know that. He goes, it's no big deal. It doesn't affect your vision or anything. I just thought you might want to be self-conscious for the rest of your life. You guys are great. Thank you all very much.